Ellie goes on about how her mic smells all the time.
Yeah, it actually does.
That's probably your breath, is it?
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz's Generation Transformation. Change your habits, change your body at BFT, Plaza Parade Maroochydore.
Episode 3 of the BFT Generation Transformation podcast. Tazzy, we thought we'd mix it up a little bit this time.
Yeah, totally. The Generation contestants are busy in the gym training there. What is it, week 6? Week 7 now of the 8 weeks?
Yeah.
So we thought we'd get the big dogs in our studio instead. Scare them this time. They have to come into our gym. Tani and Jay, both trainers at BFT Maroochydore. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
How much are you loving being
Hang on,
the radio?
Can I tell them that they're not doing the exercises properly for a second?
Yeah, true.
Into the mic.
Thank you.
Into the mic. All right. Nice and close. All right.
I have had you.
Thank you, Taz. Good payback.
It's a bit of
Bit, check your form, guys. Yeah,
check our form. Thank you.
Thanks. It's true. I have had over a year now of these two yelling at me at the gym to, you know, put more weights on and go faster and stop taking a rest. And so now you're
welcome.
In my house.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, let's kick it off with overall, how do you think the people who've been doing the challenge, not necessarily just our contestants, but the people on the whole who are 7 weeks into the challenge, are they where you'd expect them to be? Are they higher or are they lower?
Well, with a challenge, you're always going to have some people who drop off. That's kind of just always happens. But to be honest, out of the challenges, so we're coming up to 2 years being open now, and this will be about our fourth challenge. And the results I'm seeing on this challenge are better than I've seen by far.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I think probably just like the new year, everyone's super motivated.
Yeah, true.
I would just say new year and a few new faces around the gym, all that sort of stuff. People just get really, really motivated. We've seen some drops like massive through our halfway. Huge transformation. One of the contestants out of, you know, from the Generation Transformation looks like a whole new woman.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been so cool. They've been doing so well. Literally,
it's amazing.
Some of them have barely missed a class. Yeah. Or in fact, I don't think Sarah's missed one. Yeah.
All of the three of them.
Yep.
Always there. Yeah.
Superstars. Yeah,
you guys picked three winners.
We were so nervous, right, when we were picking Taz. We were like, what if they just do it for a week and then they drop off?
Yeah, and then they disappear and then that looks really bad on us. So we had to make sure we got three people that were invested enough to want to change and do the whole work, really.
And to be honest, they're our most consistent members.
Really?
You know, they've been so consistent every day, showing up, you know, really involved in the community, loving the feedback from us and from other members. Like, they've built some great friendships. It's been beautiful to see.
Oh, I love that. Well, let's talk about health and fitness as a whole, right? You two have been in the industry for how long now?
Me, 11 years, almost 12.
Yeah, and tons, what about you?
Three, nearly four.
Okay, all right. What do you think is the biggest key to turning your life around? Say you're someone who never exercises, you've never been to a gym, you don't really value fitness. What's the one change you make to turn your life around?
Yeah, it's like I feel like anyone can tell you to do it. Like anyone could tell someone, join a gym, it's going to make you feel good, whatever else. But until you want to do it, it's never going to happen. So like you could be given a free gym membership or whatever. And unless you want to do that and you're at that point of your life where you're like, you know what, I want to do something for myself.
Yeah.
Whether it's a medical thing or whether it's you know, just to make you feel better, especially mentally.
Yeah.
A lot of people overcoming a lot of mental things, meeting some new people. It's hard to meet people these days unless, I don't know, you're going out clubbing and who wants to do that? But, yeah, it's just really good way to meet people, community, all that sort of stuff. Heaps of different reasons, but, yeah.
All right, what about in terms of an exercise? If you could say, all right, if you do one exercise, this will be the one that will help you A, lose weight, or B, build muscle. You can only pick one for each.
One for each?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So if you wanted to lose weight, it would just be like walking.
Really?
Anyone can walk. That's
true.
Yeah, obviously walking. Build muscle, probably squat, because it's very functional exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, you're sitting down, you're getting up off things. Fitness is all about doing what – I'm just getting so inspirational here.
I'm loving it.
Fitness is about, for me, doing what you do every day but doing it better.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, so say when you're 70 years old, you want to be able to sit down on the couch, get back up. You want to be able to pick something up off the ground and give it, you know, put it on the shelf or give it to your grandkid or something. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. It's about moving well and feeling okay doing it, I think.
Yeah.
And I think finding something you enjoy doing, you know, like if you enjoy doing it and you feel good doing something, like, you know, for me,
squats.
No, I love a trap bar deadlift, to be honest. I love a trap bar deadlift. I love that movement. And also box jumps. So I love to do them because they make me feel good. They make me feel strong. So I really enjoy doing them. So finding something you enjoy, like, you know, especially at BFT because we do something different every day, you know, I do love a good fight club too.
I was going to say, you do enjoy bashing people.
I do love a good beast mode. So finding something you enjoy doing and then having, you know, other people that enjoy the same thing as you do, you know, that's great. People show up to the gym. Sometimes I didn't even know what they're going to be doing that day, but just showing up and, you know, knowing that you're going to be with people doing the same thing and actually enjoying your workouts, the best thing.
Tazzy, what do you enjoy?
My next question was going to be actually because when we did one of the classes a couple of weeks ago, both Tani and Jay were both yelling at me and telling me, keep going, I'm doing so good and blah, blah, blah. And I was just completely ignoring them to their faces. And then afterwards I had to apologize. I was like, I was so rude for the last hour. I can't believe what came over me.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
How many different types do you see in the gym?
So many.
In that sort of thing. Is it just one or the other? Are people always responsive to the feedback?
Because some people, you know, they respond differently. So some people like to be yelled at, be, you know, pushed. Other people are a bit more reserved. They like a little bit more quieter feedback, a little bit, you know, less intense. So it's just kind of reading your clients and know what they respond to more and what they probably need.
Yes.
And it's more, and so obviously building a relationship with people over time, you wouldn't start off with someone you didn't know. Like obviously we knew you were going to be a big personality. You're coming in, it's a radio thing, like Ellie'd been talking you up, you like Fitzbo. So we knew you.
They were thinking Chris Hemsworth was going to walk in. That's the problem.
I thought it was, to be honest.
Way better than.
Chris Hemsworth doesn't throw up in the first 5 minutes, so let's just put it that way.
Yeah, no, but like it depends on the person, and obviously we can banter and make it a bit fun for the people, and we're not really shouting at them, we're just encouraging them to do the best that they can. It depends on the person.
Yeah, okay.
How quickly can you tell what type of coaching to give someone? You know,
straight away.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. 100%.
Wow.
So what's your first, do you have like a one approach to everyone straight off the bat?
So I don't like to be up in someone's grill pulling their form apart or anything like that. I'll always stand back, wait until they've done the movement. There's different ways, but if I see someone, I'll never walk up to someone and kind of destroy them on the spot. It's just not me. Yeah. I'd rather wait till they're done and then come up to them after, give them one key thing to focus on, and then I'll come back after and see if they've done that.
This is ringing so many bells. Yes.
That's more important. Yeah. You know, no one wants to go somewhere and feel belittled. Like you'd never want to do that to anyone. So I just think that it's important. You know, make sure that person feels really good and always come in with some positives before you add in the other. So you got to layer it.
Yeah, compliment
sandwich. Really good with that, and I love what you did here, but we could probably do this as well.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah, that's what our boss does to us.
Have you got some words of inspiration for the different generations out there that might be listening to this and, you know, they're friends of Tani's or they might have seen Tani and they're a Gen Z?
I'm friends. L's here too, that's open.
Or friends of Sarah's
if you have
Trudy.
Dogs, can you bring them in?
Okay.
Yeah.
Big or small, come here for them all.
Dog lovers, make your way to BFT, Maroochydore.
Yeah. I'd say, you know, always give it a go. We've got so many different generations and age groups and different limits and, you know, it's actually so amazing to see everyone come together. Like, you know, no matter your experience or your limitations or injuries, that you can still give it a go no matter what. And, you know, it's a great thing to do. You know, you're going to inspire not only yourself and, you know, friends and family that, you know, might want to try it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, for sure. I think that's one thing, like Tani said, with BFT that is fantastic is it is for all fitness levels, everyone. As you guys or as Ellie, you would know, you see all different people coming through every day.
Yeah.
Well, with our job as well, where it's easy for us to change exercises and change things, we do it on the daily for people who have different injuries and whatnot. It's easy as.
And it's never too late to start, right?
No,
100%.
You look at someone like Trudy who's 60,
yeah,
I think she is.
Yeah.
You know, and she's just taken 4 years off exercising. And
to be honest, like her range of movements, just even like mentally, like how far she's come.
Her personality.
She's
like
just thriving.
Yeah.
Like she is absolutely thriving. She's so positive. Every morning she comes in, she's so excited.
She's early. Oh, she's there ready. She's the first person there every morning for her 7 a.m. class.
And she's coming from Pelican Waters too.
Yeah.
So that's a decent drive.
We called her when she made the shortlist, remember? She pretty much won us over the phone.
Yeah.
Because she was so bubbly and so keen and just so excited. And we went, you have got to be our Gen X.
And her moves, her dance moves are really coming.
Yeah,
she is getting really, like, you know, really confident in the gym, and it's really so great to see her confidence.
Cool.
Like, is just, you know, overflowing. It's great.
Mm.
Is she coming to the end of Challenge Party? I think in the last podcast she said she might.
Yeah.
She said she'd have a glass of wine in the corner. I'm like, no, you're going to be front and center, girl.
Yeah.
Be on the dance floor.
Sarah's won challenges in the past.
Yeah.
How's she doing?
Sarah's smashing it. So she's in 9:15 with her baby.
Yeah.
And she's doing fantastic. Very, very consistent. She's also doing uni now too.
Yes.
So she's a busy little mama.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's doing so well, really consistent as well. She trains with Ellie all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she's great.
She's proof that you can make the time. If you make the time, you can get it done.
100%. Yeah. She's got two little kids, baby, 4-month-old baby, and another little girl. And she always, you know, makes sure she's a priority as well in the morning and comes and does a workout. Mm. She's great.
Mm. And then we've got Tian as well, who does 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And she is very, very consistent as well. So she's been to a few different gyms and done a few different challenges before as well. I know she loves our heart rate tech as well, BFT3.
Yeah.
So she's very, very on to her tech. So that's awesome to see. So she always wants to try and get her gold medals. But, yeah, also super consistent. Like she'd been at some country music festival or something last weekend.
That's
all weekend. And she still went to the BFT nearby to go and do her fitness sets.
Yeah.
Like, she's that committed that she got it done. Like, it's great to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in terms of the fact that it's now week 7, there's 1 week to go, what are your tips for, like, the final week? Is this just go hard as you can and eat as well as you can?
Well, I mean, yes, it is go really hard. So what you'll see now is because we're periodized programming, we're coming to the end of our training block.
Yeah.
So the end of next week when the challenge finishes on the Saturday, that'll be when we tie up all of our programs. So everything does ramp up. So don't you start not coming in. But, yes, this week and next week will be the tying up of the programs. So, yes, things will be ramping up, but it's obviously a good time to prioritise recovery just so you can get all the cortisone levels down and everything for those final scans as well.
Brilliant.
Okay. And completely separate side note, but if, like, someone who goes to BFT had just had a massive weekend in New South Wales and had heaps of drinks,
what's
the best way to get over that really quickly?
Get back into the gym. And drink lots of water,
hydration, and exercise.
Detox. Yeah.
Detox, hydration,
and
exercise.
Heaps of water.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Tani, Jay, superstars from BFT Maroochydore, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Let's bring it home.
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz's Generation Transformation. Change your habits, change your body at BFT, Plaza Parade Maroochydore.